Harvest service. Hello. For those of you who are unaware, during the service today, we will have a collection that will happen at the same time, but it will be for two things. If you've bought food items, food goods, there's a box here for a collection for food bank food, which you can come and put food in later on when I explain. Also, you should have received envelopes like this, which is the monetary collection that we are doing towards the refugee crisis. We're going to give money to Christian Aid. No. Okay, I wonder what you've done this morning. I wonder what little things you've done this morning. I wonder what routine things you've done this morning. Think about your morning from the moment you opened your eyes and awoke to this moment now. Tell someone by you, what have you done? Even the minute, maybe not great detail about some things, but, you know, cleaning of teeth. What have you done? What little things have you done? Talk to each other, and then I'll ask you in a minute. What little things have you done this morning? Minute, smallest, as well as the big things. I had some breakfast. You know, I put my clothes on. But no, you've all done amazing things, because what I was going to say, and let's just say it anyway, is in the old days for harvest, it would be a special occasion of gathering in all that had been grown during the season, all the things that people had, and bringing some of it to thank God for the harvest. Now, these days we don't do that so much. Some people do. But in the lives where we go to the shops and we buy things and we do lots of different things, we don't have that big time when we go, look, things actually grew. God provided the rains and we have got harvest. But we do lots of little things of which we can be thankful. You all do lots of big things every morning. But me, I clean my teeth. I get out of bed. I do normal things. But we can be thankful for these things. I was reading something the other day about a busy mom. And she had thought, I'm going to be thankful for the things that I do. And this is what she wrote. She wrote, when I clean the toilets, I'm going to be thankful for indoor plumbing, where I can go to the toilet. When I clean the crumbs up from under the table from the family meal, I'm going to be thankful for the family that sat round that table and ate together. When I put stuff in the dishwasher and I clean the dishes, I'm going to be thankful that we have had food today so that I have to clean these dishes. When my children are continually questioning me about things, I'm going to be thankful for growing minds and developing lives. And when I fall into bed completely exhausted at night, I'm going to be thankful that I'm still alive. These are things that we can be thankful for. Everyday things. When we clean our teeth and we turn on the tap, we can be thankful that water comes out. This morning, we come and we gather, maybe not as a traditional harvest, but as people who can all thank God for something that we have done this morning. Waking up and breathing. God has given us this new day. We're going to worship God this morning. We're going to sing a wonderful hymn. To God be the glory, great things he has done. Let's stand together and worship God for all he has given us. In the book of James, it says, every good thing comes from God. Every perfect gift is from him. These good gifts come down from the Father who made all the lights in the sky. But God never changes. Like the shadows from those lights, he is always the same. Every good and perfect gift comes from God to us. Let's continue in our sung worship. Do you know, we thank God because he created all the things that we see around us and the things that we can enjoy. But the pinnacle of God's creation was us. I know it's hard to imagine, isn't it? The pinnacle of God's creation was us. Each and every one of us. And if we look around at each other, some of us think, oh, I can see why you were the pinnacle. And we look at ourselves and we think, well, okay, fair enough. But we were God's crowning glory. He created and then he created us in his image and his likeness. Every single person on the face of the earth was created in the image and likeness of God. Which means that we're all as valuable as each other. Or does it? Maybe in some circumstances, maybe not in others. I want you to take a look at the screen. On the screen appears a list of people. The world is about to end. It's not a prophecy, it's just a group exercise. And only 7 people can be saved. There's a special bunker somewhere, you know. Only 7. But on that list there's what, 12, 13 people. Oh dear. Some of them are going to have to be destroyed. So we need to think carefully. Who are the most valuable of these human beings who should be saved? I'm going to give you 5 minutes in groups to come up with the 7 people who should go in the bunker and the reasons why. Choose carefully. Who should be saved? It's a very famous parable that Jesus told in answer to the question, who is my neighbour? And Jesus didn't say, your neighbour is the person next to you, your neighbour is the person that you like across the road, your neighbour is someone you've had contact with. Jesus, in effect, told a story that said, your neighbour is everyone, even your enemy, even the person who you wouldn't go near because you're scared of them. Your neighbour is anyone in need. Whether they believe something different to you, whether they act in a different way to you, whether they have hurt you in the past, your neighbour is the person who needs you. And today, because we have so much, we wake up in a bed, we clean our teeth, we eat our food. At Harvest, we want to give to those who have literally nothing. And at the moment in our world, that is obvious because it is in front of our eyes as people who are fleeing as refugees from countries where they cannot live any longer. And so that's why this morning we are going to give to Christian Aid, who support people, not only in Europe, but also in Syria and the Middle East, who are suffering. We're going to watch another clip of video now from Christian Aid, which talks about how they support the refugees. In many cases, our neighbour is not just people who we can see or are aware of because the news has told us, but it's people who are suffering in other countries that we're not even aware of who they are or how they're suffering. Christian Aid is not only working in Europe, as they say, but they're working in Syria. And that's why we want to support them, because they work all throughout the different countries where the refugees are. And so we're going to take up an offering this morning to help these people who are our neighbours, that as we reach out to them, we show Christ's love to them as well. There's an envelope, as I said at the beginning, which you can fill in the little slip about gift aid as well and slip it inside the envelope with your money and seal it up and put it in the bags when they go round. What you put in will go straight to Christian Aid. We're not going to open it. We're just going to put it in envelope and send it all off to them. If you would like to give food items, as I said, to food bank, to people who are struggling in this country here as well, then there's a box here, and during our hymn, when we stand and sing, we'll also bring those up. But we'll have a few moments where you can put money in envelopes if you want to, fill in your slips, slip them inside, and get yourselves ready for the collection this morning. Do you know there is a story about a flock of wild ducks? Don't know whether you know anything about wild ducks, but they fly in a V formation. You may have seen V formations in the sky. They fly in a V formation, and they fly away to better places at certain times of the year. And there's a story about one of these ducks. He was called Wally. And as he was flying with his friends in his V formation, he looked down at the ground and he saw a farm. And he saw ducks in the farm. And they were waddling around and they were eating food and they looked to be enjoying life. And he thought, hold on, Why am I soaring above, putting all this energy in, flying backwards and forwards twice a year? Let me go and see what they're doing. So he flew down and he landed in the farmyard and he saw his friends carrying on flying. He thought, never mind, they'll come back. I'll catch them when they come back. And he potted around and he ate a bit of food and he thought, this is a good life. I like this. I'm being looked after. Don't have to do any hard work. It's great. So he spent a bit of time there and then the seasons changed and he saw his friends flying in the sky back. He thought, oh, it's time to go. And so he ran and he tried to lift off and he got a bit off the ground, but he'd been eating quite a lot of food. And so he flew straight into the wall. Thought, oh, that's not going to work. So he landed again and he carried on enjoying himself. It was getting a bit muddy and he was not really enjoying it as much. But he thought, never mind, I'll catch my friends again when they fly over. They do it twice a year. He saw them again, but this time he really couldn't move because he was so heavy, because he'd eaten so much. He said, never mind, they'll do it again. He saw them again. But by that time, he was losing interest. Every year, his friends flew over twice a year. And Wally would look up at them. And then after a while, he stopped even looking up at them. Because he thought, this is my life now. This is what I'm doing. I'm eating. I'm being fed. It's a bit muddy. But it's comfortable. And it's okay. And you know, there is something in that story about being comfortable with where we're at. We have a harvest service every year where we give, which is brilliant. But harvest doesn't end with one service once a year. We are called to be people who follow Jesus, who soar high in the air, not people who sit and enjoy and are comfortable and then give, but people who soar in the air following Jesus when life is tough, when life is good. And we continue to pour out blessings upon others. That's what we're called to do, to bless others in the name of Jesus, to soar high with him, to reach out to our neighbours day after day after day. So this harvest is a start of what this year we are called to do as people of God, to fly high with him and to reach out to those in need.